Amidst a snowstorm of love finally has some conflict in it. I want to spend this episode talking about whether I think the conflicts that were presented in the latest episodes I've watched actually help serve the overall story. My thoughts of the progressive smolder and swoon-worthy Leo Wu and just his entire presence in general. I want to talk about some of the amazing gameplay, and finally I want to talk about the two scenes that made me cry, like actual tears rolling down my face cry. Hi, I'm Monique. I am the host of Off by Purple Heart podcast, where I talk to you about K-dramas, C-dramas, BTS, and whatever else I want. And happy birthday to Yoongi. It is Suga's birthday today. And I want to talk about Amidst a Snowstorm of Love a little bit more. Last episode, I talked mainly about episodes 1 through 14, some of my favorite scenes. I have now gotten up to episode 20. And most likely, I am going to knock out the final 10 episodes, like one after the other. Just hit my cord. And I have some thoughts. So one of the chief complaints I see about this show is that it's very slow and that it doesn't really have a lot of tension or conflict in it. And my personal thoughts about that is that I just find it refreshing as a show that it actually focuses on the actual beats of first love, the awkwardness, the desire that's there, but you can't really fully articulate it yet. Dealing with two actually very quiet, introverted characters is an interesting choice. Usually there's like an opposite attract kind of feel, which creates a sort of tension in itself. With this show, it doesn't do that. These two characters are very insular, and they have a lot of dialogue that goes on in their head. And one of the things that I figured would present itself as a conflict eventually would be the fact that they don't always communicate as well as they could. There's a lot that is just assumed. They are enjoying in one another's presence. They're both young, even though the female lead, Goa, she's a little bit younger. Yi Yang is a little bit older. He's about 27, at least when we are introduced, right? And I find it interesting, like through episodes like 14 and up, like definitely like episode 16, 17, definitely getting into 18, they actually got into some fights. And I actually thought the fight wasn't really needed, I'll be honest. I just find the show refreshing, as I'm saying, in the sense that we just got to see them physically be drawn to one another like magnets. She was a little wary. He was like 10 toes down in it. He's been full on simping. You know, he's a protector and provider. He's been all about that life since his first laid eyes on her. But there has been some communication gaps with them, but it was treated really cute and charming in the show. And then it finally kind of presents that actually it can be a problem. You should be a little bit more forthright with one another, but I don't necessarily think it was needed. Like, I actually, weirdly enough, would have been okay with the show just with them just continuing to fall in love, which is so weird. Your basic plot of any story has to have some form of conflict. That is like one of the chief rules of storytelling, right? For it to be an effective story, there has to be some form of rising tension, conflict, and then the release, the resolution, right? In the whole three-act structure. But with this show, I was actually really enjoying their awkwardness and falling in love, them, you know, not always being able to know what to say, literally getting to hear their thoughts as they walk amongst one another, and actually hearing her thoughts say, man, this is like super awkward. What am I supposed to say here? What am I supposed to do? Like, he's beautiful. Look at him with his sparkly eyes, and he's looking at me with his deep voice, and he's so hot. I'm making up my own dialogue. And I just thought that was so realistic. Even like the shyness, like she's a quiet character in general, so I didn't expect her to be the type that would kind of fling herself into PDA and basically be caught like licking him all over in the midst of public. I honestly wouldn't blame her. I mean, look, okay, let me not talk about Leo Wu like that. Okay, let me take it back to thirst. Sorry, I'll behave. Sorry, ignore that. But yeah, I was kind of intrigued that they brought in the conflict, and of course it has a lot to do with family. So in the episodes from like 14 to 20, we finally get to meet some of the extended family, and we all know that within the show, Yang, he had to leave the whole billiards snookers industry because he had this controversy when he was 11. He apparently mouthed off to a referee. Turns out the referee was Goa's mom, right? And I think he had such a big dispute with his coach, and it just kind of put him into early retirement. But yet the coach still has a lot of affection towards him, and I'll touch upon that a little bit later. But he's left the industry and has obviously a lot of regrets. But what's really tripping me out is that he was 11. He was 11 in the midst of this controversy. And it seems like a lot of her family members, like her really weird ass sister that we meet in like episode 19, like has like a real like weird, nasty, bitter like energy. And I'm like, what is your problem? And the mom too is really cold and really stern, and she's kind of holding true to, I actually don't like him as a person. I think what he did was extremely disrespectful. I have a right to not to like him. You know, there's manners and respect and da 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 da, and you know, poor sportsmanship and da 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 da. And I'm thinking to myself, this guy was 11 when all this went down. The man's now like 29. Sorry, as a by the way, there was like a massive time jump in the show. So they were doing the long distance thing. So a lot of the physical intimacy and a lot of the cutesy scenes kind of slowed down, and then they kind of jumped ahead and now are a year and a half ahead in the future. He has now entered more than one competition, and he has decided to get back into playing snooker, and most likely so that he continued to build like a franchise of pool halls, billiard centers, and essentially make a lot of money, and not only just to impress her family and to show that he's a financially viable option, but for himself as well, for his accomplishments, because a lot of his character development in the earlier episodes were that he was directionless, right? He wears his compass to kind of ground him because he didn't really have much direction in his life. Once he got out of the world of snooker when he was really young, you know, he was kind of aimless and trying to kind of pivot to different avenues, but nothing really stuck, and he's just been kind of a wanderer, like in wanderlust, and then meeting her on this faded snowstorm of a night, and basically now his life has changed, and now he's back into competing competitively, and he's making all this good money, and now has like a secure plan, and that includes seducing Miss Thang there and building a family. But the introduction, at least the first introduction to the family with him as adult, goes super poorly, and it's bad. And then they have the most asinine fight, mainly because he's taking out his frustrations on her because her mom is not really happy with him. And even though the mom isn't really aware of the fact that they've been secretly dating, but the mom has made it very clear that she does not like this man and that she still views him very poorly from his actions from when he was 11. Can't stop stressing that enough. And when Yi Yang and Goa meet again, and she's trying to kind of soothe him, saying, I know that didn't really go very well, he's clearly very frustrated, and they just get into this fight, and she storms off. And I'm thinking to myself, no, not the goddamn conflict, not the whole you're not good enough for our princess, our family is a family of means and money, and da 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 da. And I know culturally there are certain customs to when you're seeing someone and you're dating someone, you're not just going to link up with just anyone. And yeah, there is going to be heavy involvement. You know, a lot of cultures are very family oriented and they want to know that their offspring are very well provided for and protected, and that the person that they are going to be bringing into the family is going to be of good character and moral standing. I get that culturally. There's a reason why her family would be intrusive. But I was just thinking, it's kind of crazy that actions that he had done when he was 11 is still being held over his head at 29. And that blew my mind. And I was like, this is really unfair. And I genuinely felt the frustration for him. And as much as I like her. I think she's adorable. I think she's sweet. I understand her shyness. Even with the time jump, she still kind of shies away from the physical intimacy if they're out in public. You know, she kind of takes a little bit to warm up before they actually engage in, like, you know, the heavy, heavy stuff. And I feel for her, but I actually genuinely felt bad for him. And then there was this scene where he tried to go to her home, but then she had left because she had to go to another training camp for like 2 months that was like out of province. And it was a whole other thing. Now, mind you, I have watched up until episode 21, so they resolved their conflicts. But I hate it when it's like family stuff. And this was one of the very few shows that I was okay with it being slow moving, and I was okay with it just focusing on the romance. Obviously, that's not a story. They're not gonna make 30 episodes and not have a romance story that doesn't have any form of tension, right? That's entirely unrealistic. And I know that it probably wouldn't be as popular, and maybe a lot more people would be complaining if it just was smooth sailing for all 30 episodes. But I was kind of disappointed. I was like, we don't need this. Or I should say, I don't need this. I just enjoy their physical chemistry so much. Like, the very few scenes that we got from like episodes 15 to 20, the little that we did get, like, I drank it up like an elixir. I'm telling you, there's this really beautiful scene where they're lying in bed and there's like this beautiful sunlight that's like blazing all over their faces, and I was like, great. It was just fantastic. I do appreciate that there's a little bit more gameplay, and I like that he's now back pedaling in the field. I gotta say, both actors are doing a good job in showing that they look like they know what they're doing, but Leo Wu in particular, he actually does look like a professional snooker player. Like, I was watching some of his gameplay, and you know, his character is having the big comeback onto the scene, and you know, he's winning a ton of matches, he's winning thousands and thousands of dollars. I think even in the show it said that he had earned up to $1 million at the current point. So he's very successful. But Leo Wu looks actually really convincing. Like, is there nothing he can't do? Like, he's like, even in Love Like the Galaxy, like, he was wielding that sword like nobody's business. Like, the fight scenes, I literally thought he was whooping ass in there. Like, he's just so convincing to me. I know, I'm like in a love daze over him. I need to ease up. I know, ease up on the thirst. Just But I actually really enjoy the gameplay and the scenes of it. Like, I'm actually invested in it like it's actual real tournaments that I'm watching. And one of my other really favorite scenes was Go as well. There was some billiard player that was talking shit because why not? Because, you know, Yi Yang is going back in the field and they're like, oh, you know, he was such a troublemaker this. You know, he's money hungry and greedy that. You know, he's gonna burn out. He's gonna flame out. And amidst this club where she's doing this 2 months training, she zeroes her eyes on this guy that's talking the smack and was like, yeah, I'm gonna play off against him. And basically she blows him to the blows him to the wind. Like, she completely dusts him. She's like, you're not gonna talk about my man like that. And I love that she's defending her man, she's defending his honor, and it's just really cute. Now, the two scenes that I was really emotional about were actually in regards to the coach. I think the actor that plays the coach just has such a kind and gentle face. And I've seen him in other dramas, I believe, before, but he really has that warm spirit, and you can feel that he's like a father figure to Yi Yang. And it's so interesting that her brother and him end up playing in the Chinese Open final for snooker, and the coach is finally there. And the way Leo Wu was able to act that absolute relief and the love that he has for this coach and the shame that he has for whatever went down when he was a lot younger. And it's just like the heartbreak of it all, but yet the happiness that he does actually have someone from his past in his corner and that he has a support just was really moving. And best believe, he has a lot of friends in the show. He's very popular. Obviously, when the show was taking place in Finland, he'd made a lot of connections, a lot of friends. He has that kind of caretaker type personality. He's absolutely a protector and provider, not even just for the female lead, but for everyone. He seems to take care of really well. He has a lot of pride in himself, and he is always lending of his resources. But to actually see someone from his past who he thought he had destroyed that relationship, to still have so much warmth and love and care for him, and to see him seated there for this big comeback competition, and just like the way Leo Wu's eyes kind of watered, I was like, oh my god, like I actually started crying. And then later they'd met out once he had won the competition, and he was able to kneel down to him and give him that warm hug. Like between that and the very deep bow of reverence and respect that he gave that character, like I was bawling. And I was like, okay, see, it's not just about the slow burn romance, even though that's why I'm here, that's what I've been loving and enjoying, but those moments too also tells me that I was right for wanting to watch this show and loving it as much as I do. And while I maybe kind of get why people think it's boring, I don't. I actually am fully 10 toes down in it. I've been taking my time and slowly ingesting the show. Unfortunately, I am down to the last 10 episodes. I'm probably gonna watch them after I finish filming this, but I just love the show, and I love that we're getting a little bit of the more emotional resonance, and I just want to see these two characters to continue to be fleshed out more. I hope they do communicate a little bit better. I think the fight wasn't really needed, even though I understand that at some point, you know, shows have to have that form of tension. It just can't be smooth sailing as much as I would want it to. Because I think the show is unique in the fact that I was getting a lot of pleasure and enjoyment from watching it without having to need any major conflicts, no fights between the characters. And one of characters in the show, while consoling Yi Yang while he was in this fight with Goa, was saying, you know, it's totally normal and healthy for couples to fight. Like, it's not normal to not fight. And I don't necessarily agree with that point. I think you and your partner can have an absolutely beautiful, healthy, blossoming relationship without fighting. Yeah, it's normal for people to have differing opinions. Yes, of course, you should be more than comfortable in being openly honest with your partner, being able to communicate really well. And if you do disagree on something fundamentally, you should be able to talk that out like adults. And it doesn't have to be a big blowout where you give each other the silent treatment and the cold shoulder for days on end. I don't necessarily think that fighting is an indicator of a healthy romance, because, you know, you're fiery and you're passionate, you're getting your thoughts out, and you're not just bottling things up and suppressing emotions. I think you can absolutely have beautiful communicative relationships without fights, and it's still all gravy. But hey, that's just my opinion. Anyhow, that is it for my episode for today. Thank you if you're watching via YouTube. Love you and appreciate you a lot. If you're listening via Spotify and Apple Music, I really appreciate you as well. I am testing out different mics, so hopefully the audio experience is very nice. I'm working it out. I definitely probably gonna have more episodes about Amidst the Snowstorm of Love, and I have another C drama, one that's actually been requested, that I'm gonna be watching as well. And there is a K drama that is very well hyped that it's going to be coming out. I think the premiere date is actually today, which is March 9th as I'm filming this, and I'm really looking forward to it. So once I watch that, I'll probably give first impressions about that as well. Till the next episode, thank you for watching and joining me. Till next one, bye.